You saved the giant panda. You saved the great blue whale. You even saved that furry thing, man, with that fuzzy kind of tail. You saved the mighty Franklin from the nasty hydro rogues. You saved the savage crocodile with the help of Dundee Hoes. But there is one poor little dude, man, whose head count is on the wane. But you can save him if you want to, if you sing this sweet refrain. Save the hippie, help get our heads together, man, can you dig it? Like that's wow, cool if you can. Save the hippie, let us hang it all out. Let's all make a big joint effort, but don't let us die out. Well, it wasn't that long ago, man, that our head count was so high. We were all high too, man, up in our spiritual sky. But now this world's a heavy trip. Love ain't all you need. I wonder, what would Jimi Hendrix say? Where are you, Grateful Dead? Sure, the Doors and Cream are gone now. This ain't 1968. Hey, but if we all strip off and dance naked and transcendentally meditate, we can save the hippie. Help get our heads together, man, can you dig it? Like that's wow, cool if you can. Save the hippie, let us hang it all out. Let's all make a big joint effort, but don't let us die out. Now we're only found in Nimbin, places like Nepal, and the sales of flares and incense, man, will they continue to fall? Hey, you know what? We should buy that farm in Woodstock.
Yeah.
Make it a hippie preserve. Put all us hippies on it, and you can all have a real good perk. Watch us tune in, turn on, drop out. Feed us lentils, grow us dope. Ah, flower power, it's real, man. It gives us all some psychedelic hope. To save the hippie, help get our heads together, man. Can you dig it? Like that's wow, cool if you can. Save the hippie, let us hang it all out. Let's all make a big joint effort, but don't let us die out. Let's all make a big joint effort, but don't let us die out.
Close your eyes and sway to and fro. Put your mind in the music.
country, and being raised by hippies rubbed off on me. I don't think that being a hippie's a crime. I've been called a dirty hippie more than one time. Call me a hippie and I take it as praise. I'm gonna be a hippie till the end of my day. Sickened by violence, disgusted by killing. My heroes are Lennon, Marley and Dylan. I don't discriminate against people in any way. I think cigarettes are bad, but drugs are okay. So take some magic mushrooms, start getting trippy. Take off your shoes and dance like a hippie. Just close your eyes and sway to and fro. Put your mind in the music and let yourself go.
Well, my folks were working hippies, and I went to hippie grade school, where we called our teachers by their first names. I had Julie, 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 then Cheryl, Gwen, and Pam. Randy Brown was my best friend. We killed each other at every game, and we read our hippie stories, did our hippie math, where we learned that everyone is worth the same. And we called recess nutrition, went by clocks instead of bells. Randy Brown was my best friend. We killed each other at every game, and we drew our hippie pictures, sang our hippie songs, put on hippie shows for everyone. And we screamed like hippie banshees when we kicked our hippie balls. Randy Brown was my best friend. We killed each other at every game, and we brought our hippie lunches on soggy hippie bread. But we tried to trade for Twinkies, chips, and gold. And the Twinkie kids were too smart, so we stole some chocodiles. Randy Brown was my best friend. We killed each other at every game, and we rode our hippie buses through our hippie-hating town. Watched a lot of cartoons till our hippie folks came home, and I did my hippie schoolwork, unless I couldn't bother. Played some hippie cribbage with my bearded hippie father, and we ate our hippie dinner. I hugged my hippie mother. I washed our hippie dishes with my half-baked hippie brother, and I brushed my little hippie teeth, pet our hippie dog, drifted off to hippie sleep in a happy hippie fog. Well, my folks were working hippies, and I went to hippie grade school, where we called our teachers by their first names. I had Julie, 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 then Cheryl, Gwen, and Pam. Randy Brown was my best friend until Franz Strobel took the place of him.
She's my
granola making yogurt. hippie mob. Flowers growing, garden planting, peace and love and understanding. And she'll take you camping. She's my hippie mom.
My hippie mom.
Well, it's not peaceful all the time.
My hippie mom.
Sometimes we make her lose her mind.
My hippie mom.
My hippie mom. I love to watch her twirl and sing.
My hippie mom.
She loves me more than anything.
My hippie mom.
She'll pick me up when I get hurt. She'll teach me stuff. She made the shirt. Won't care if I get dirty. She's my hippie mom. All her creative artist friends, they fill me up. They take me in. I feel at home with them, just like my hippie mom. With pretty flowers in her hair, she'll let me pick the clothes I wear. I love to watch her twirl and sing. She loves me more than anything. Grown ups sometimes lose themselves. Worries come along. Some have changed, but you've held on. Cause you're my hippie mom. You point out every beetle bus. You say there's room for all of us. And I smell that incense in the air. Tapestries hang everywhere. You're so much fun, I scream and shout.
The flower power. A trivial portion of our population, I'm happy to note. If you're attempting to put on the whole world, forget it. Many of the world governments have no sense of humor at all, and ours is getting a little thin. If you're deriving your philosophy from drugs, remember that sooner or later playtime ends and it's time for show and tell. If you're really sincere, then why not find your own Shangri-La? Set up shop and stop attempting to convert the millions of responsible Americans that have already found theirs. To rebel against tyranny is commendable. To rebel against freedom in any form is asinine. As long as you do not keep me from my barber, I have no quarrel with your long hair or beards. As long as I'm not required to spend any time in an enclosed area with you, the same goes for your body hygiene. You profess to believe in free love when it's in private with two consenting adults. Isn't that your kind of bag? However, the freedom you so vigorously seek by your demonstration, that of enjoying the benefits of this country's advantages while refusing to take part in strengthening its structure, is selfish pusillanimity. Make love, not war, you say. From where a lot of people your age are sitting, it doesn't appear that the North Vietnamese want to kiss them. You attempt to imply that people in America like war. I'm forced to admit there are a handful of people in this country that do enjoy wars, but they're a bigger bunch of nuts than you are. I must admit your make love, not war does bring a sick, humorous thought to mind. If everyone in the world could be convinced, when two countries disagreed on anything, they could have a love-in. A panel of impartial judges could select the winner. If you ever should, heaven forbid, convince the majority of this country to practice your policy of make love, not war, it would be only a matter of time before the communists would be telling you to make all the love you want. Right after a 10-hour gig in the salt mines. If you refuse to face up to reality that life consists of a little more give than take, if you refuse to contribute anything more to our society than your blooming philosophy, consider this. There must be an uncharted island somewhere, covered with flowers and void of soap and razors. So please, be my guest.
I got lovely violets, lavender blue, geraniums, dahlias, daffodils too. I got way out lupins, straight from Hong Kong, with a mystic aroma called, what a pong. They call me Flower Power Fred from Covent Garden, the original rival, there's no doubt. I was born within the sound of both bells, mate. Oh, it was me who put this hippie scene about. Cause I got flower power, that's what I got. I got flower power, that's what I got. I'm an hippie who is happy with his hollyhock. I earns a living, now the game has got a pot. But like it's nice to know the in crowd recognise me as the leader of the colour, forget me not. Cause I got flower power, that's what I got. Flower power, that's what I got. Now I've dug flowers all of my life, I never ever once got weary. And if you see me down a stall club with my chick Petunia, I'll be freaking out with Blossom Dearie. Yeah, I like a cool display of lovely orchids, and the more kids pollinate, I think it's great. You gotta make it with the petals, that's for sure, kids. To be a horticulture graduate, you need a flower power, that's what you need. Take heed, you need flower power, don't go to seed. I gotta thank me army days in ancient India, as a sapper in Calcutta, World War II, where I picked up me transvestal meditation from a psychedelic yogi Hindu. He said, flower power, can't top these sages. He said, flower power, then ask for wages. Nah, the stars come on a pilgrimage to see me down a garden, I turn to one all day. Oh, there's a magical serenity about me. A certain Rolling Stone was heard to say, he's got flower power, that's what he's got. Oh, flower power, that's what he's got. Man, I'm standing here, my hair is thick with roses, and my nose is full of pansies in the bud. And I can feel the pollen count is rising rapidly. Oh, there's an allergy, a fever in me blood. Cause I got flower power. That's what I've got. I've got...
Right, Jeremy's got it.
Well, better be careful or I'll be pushing up roses. Look, if I should kick it before the end, one last request. No flowers, please. Blimey, I hope this platter makes some poppy, Dad.
A group of liberal thinkers, bathless, unwashed thinkers, got together for a love-in near our town. There were rows and rows of hippies, some chippies and some jippies, at the day trippers, wine sippers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers loving near our town. One super hippie feller, his hair was long and yeller, and a ringlet from his left ear dangled down. Now there was a real hip chick wearing psychedelic lipstick at the day trippers, glue sniffers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers, the love-in near our town. Long-haired, hip-banded hippies and flower-wearing chippies, togetherness was visible all around. But I'll tell you what the worst is, there were fellas carrying purses at the day trippers, wine sippers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers, the loving near our town. All they talked of magic powers, and then ate up all the flowers, and the nightsticks came and gathered all around. The sleeping bags were spread out, but the cops said, get the lead out. At the day trippers, glue sniffers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers loving near our town. At the hip swingers, bell dingers, banana smokers, cork soakers, liberal thinkers loving near our town.
I haven't learned to play guitar a little bit. Wrote a song and made a record that became a top 10 hit. Now reporters ask us questions, our opinions make the news, and we haven't read too many books, but we'll still be glad to give our views. We're experts on the bomb and the war in Vietnam. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
The new morality and police brutality and more.
And more. And more. And more.
Just pick a subject and we'll take a stand. Cause we're the young electric psychedelic. Hippie, flippy, folk and funky. All wet flowers, roots and leaves, and will not play the game. And we put on everybody, cause that's very hip to do. And we've read our own publicity till we've begun to think it's true. Psychology, yes we are.
Yes we are, yes we are, yes we are, yes we are.
The whole suburban trap and the generation gap and more.
And more, and more, and more.
Just pick a subject and we'll take a stand. Cause we're the young electric psychedelic. If you could be funky, funky, philosophic, turned on groovy.
Peace and all. I look at the Woodstock poster hanging in my john. Then I threw my back out, tying up my shoes. I got them Easy Rider, extra Dodger, 20th later, middle-aged heavy blues. Well, my old friend Jerry Rubin, he used to be so hip. Now he works the stock market to give the insiders tip. My guru said make love, not war, find your peace within. And now I hear he stashed his cash in a bank in Switzerland. Well, my best friend said those days are dead. Ain't you heard the news? I got them Easy Rider, X-Rap Dodgers, 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blue. Uh-huh. Oh, Lord, it's been so long since I heard a good protest song. Oh, when did we lose that dream? Makes me wanna scream.
Well, my best friend said those days are dead. Ain't you heard the news?
Got your knees in my extra Dodger, 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blue. Radicals we used to know so well. Remember old Jane Fonda, she sure used to give them hell. I've seen her in the movies once or twice. I hear she moved out west. She's married now with a couple of kids, but wait till you hear the rest. with the huddled masses. Now she's doing videotapes and exercises.
Jumping jacks, go for the bird.
She's
one,
helping
two,
trim down
three,
some people.
Four,
ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh, Ho Chi Minh, it's called a
I'm the last one in my neighborhood who hasn't cut his hair. I tried to stay just sitting, but everyone just stared. My hippie days are over, but let me clarify that, honey. Go and give me an MBA, gonna make me lots of money. Yeah, gonna drive me a Mercedes Benz, wear them Gucci shoes. I got the Easy Rider, X-Cap Dodger, 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blues. One more time, gonna drive me a Mercedes Benz, wear them Gucci shoes. I got the Easy Rider, X-Cap Dodger, 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blues. Peace and love, man. Peace and love. Did you hear that far out sound of the Iron Butterfly Man? Ain't it got to be that? I like that you got those new purple Cadillacs. Hey, I'm not my karma. So while it's happening in San Francisco, man, yeah, my dad's paying for my trip out there, you know? I'm going to find myself, you know? I'm going to find myself in San Francisco. You talk to your dad.
Lemon juice. Raw eggs. Castor oil from coast to coast, clean across the nation. Long hair is growing, it's causing a sensation. Hair nets, hairspray, hair dryers too. Two big fin girlers hang on my head. Short hair is no hair, I'd rather be dead. If my hair grows longer, I'm never coming back. And the long hair I'd swear to call Jack. Down the church we're walking, when people started talking, they all gasp and stare. My parents tried to change me, they tried to rearrange me, just because I had long hair. I'm boss man tough with my out of sight fluff. My hair ain't no jungle, it's a diamond in the rough. My hair grows longer, I'm never coming back. And the long hair I'd swear to call Jack. Now listen, long hairs, you want to join such famous people as Captain Courageous, Robin Hood, Sinbad the Sailor, Ahab the Arab, Ali Coop, Samson, and a whole army of Afghans. Just grow your hair longer and longer and longer.
All my life I thought the time had come to take a while, so I moved to the city to find myself a mate. But I get all confused when I start looking for a date, for I can't tell the boys from the girls, and friends it's really messing up my world. They all wear long hair and bouncy curls. Picture show and found a seat. This poor little thing sat down in front of me. I leaned over and I asked her, if she'd like some company. But I nearly died when she turned out to be a he. Boy, I can't tell the boys from the girls, and friends, it's really messing up our world. They all wear long hair and bouncy curls, and I can't tell the boys from the girls. I'll stay single from now on. Well, I won't make the same mistake by coming here again, 'cause I can't tell the difference between the hers and him. Oh, I can't tell the boys from the girls, and friends, it's really messing up our world. They all wear long hair and bouncy curls, and I can't tell the boys from the girls.
Dirty and ugly, they're all covered in fleas. We should hang them from trees. Round them up with me, shoot them once in the knee, drag them down the damn street. I got two under my
truck. First of all, hippies always smell like balls, and they're all a bunch of tree hugging dumb fucking butt fuckers. Run, hippie, run, I got 21 guns with me. Come around town and you're done if you fuck with me. Yeah, drum circle, ching, ching, chong. Get some goddamn balls in your goddamn song. Get your goddamn gerb, you're a goddamn bum. I get drunk on rum, kill hippies for fun.
Now I'm a nice guy, but hippies are gay. They're always getting high and spreading the AIDS. I'd love to find some hippies in my yard playing their guitar. They're getting sprayed. So listen up, hippies. Getting shot dead is a new green. Yeah, my name is Toby Queen. I was sent here by Rucker. Y'all hippies, please stay away from me. You'll be dead if I see you hanging around Tennessee. Better run, hippie, eat your LSD. Tell your friends about me, yeah, I'm coming with a
gun.
I hate them. All hippies are dirty and ugly. They're all covered in fleas. We should hang them from trees. Round them up with me, shoot them once in the knee. Drag them down the damn street. I got two under my
truck.
I hate them. I have a farm with plenty of grain, but if you could starve, that's fine with me. God help you all when I'm president. Y'all hippies will be slaves and probably dead. Suck on my balls, hippies. Get your ass fucked in the booty. Yeah, lick on my nuts if you please. Go read a book or begin revolution. Now hippies are some vegan pussies eating dog feces. You should eat a little meat, always pretending to like Bob Marley. He sucks a big D. You should grow a couple
nuts.
I hate them. All hippies are dirty and ugly. They're all covered in fleas. We should hang them from trees. Round them up with me. Shoot them once in the knee. Drag them down the damn street. I got two under my
truck.
I hate them. Where were you September 12th? I was shooting me some hippies real good in the chest. If you don't like this darn country, you sure as hell ain't no big queen. I'm a little bit of country with a little bit of fist in your mug, homie. I'm a female banging, race car waging. Jesus save me, I got no teeth. I'm a decent man, I just don't like asshole hippies dancing without no pants on. Reminds me of the first time I heard rap music. I was like, have he seen that? I like this guy. Y'all hippies, please stay away from me. You'll be dead if I see you hanging around Tennessee. Better run if he eats your LSD. Tell your friend about me. Yeah, I'm coming with a boom. All hippies are dirty and ugly. They're all covered in fleas. We should hang them from trees. Round them up with me. Shoot them once in the knee. Drag them down the damn street. I got two under my foot. I hate them.
What you should do right there is start the song over and listen to it one more time. Do it for America.
Okay, good evening, my friends. Welcome once again to the Bit Slap. And I had a jarring experience this week. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he says, hey, you realize we were doing the same thing now that we were doing 50 years ago? He meant, like, you know, sitting around and toking up and listening to records and just not working. And so it made me realize that, yeah, I'm still a hippie. So tonight we salute hippies and me. I actually look like a hippie again. I've got hair down to my shoulder thanks to the pandemic. I've got a beard I would have killed for back then. But life is going on. And eventually I'll have to rejoin the real world, even if it's when they bury me. Anyway, we started everything off with Joe and Harmony. That was Save the Hippie. The hippie dance was Ari Lesser. Hippie song was Ethan Lipton and his orchestra from 2010. Big Bang Boom, Hippie Mom. To the Flower Power, of course, Victor Lundberg. Yeah, Letter to My Teenage Son, all those stupid things. The Flower Power, Fred. Flower Power, Fred was Harry H. Corbett and the Unidentified Flying Objects, right? Chev Willie, The Love-In. The Young Electric Psychedelic Hippie was Barry Mann. Remember Barry Mann? Yeah. Mo Averick. I have no idea who that is. The middle-aged hippie blues he did. Long hair, unsquare dude called Jack was the Hollywood Argyles. Same guys did Alley-Oop, right? I Can't Tell the Boys from the Girls was Lester Flatt. The Sanctified Glory Mountain Revival Family Band. Isn't there more to that? It's like a book of... Yeah, that's who they are. And that was Your Hair's Too Long. If your hair's too long, there's sin in your heart. And I say, sure, why not? And then Rucka Rucka Ali, the hippie song. You know, nastiness for somebody, because somebody's always going to have something to gripe about, right? Anyway, I got more stuff for you. So light them up, smoke them up, and just chill out, man.
You just don't understand.
Maybe we do, son. Don't think you have a corner on all of virtue vision in the country, or that everybody else is fat and selfish and you're the first generation to come along that's felt dissatisfied. They all have, you know, about different things, and most of them didn't have the same opportunity and freedoms that you do. Let's talk poverty. Most places in the world, that's not a problem. It's a way of life. And rights? They're liable to give you a blank stare because they may not know what you're talking about. The fact is, more people are living better right here than anywhere else ever before in history. So don't expect us to roll over and play dead when you say you're dissatisfied. It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up. 100 men standing in the street hoping for one job, selling apples on the street corner. That's one of the things we were dissatisfied about, and you don't see that much anymore.
You're taller, stronger, healthier, better educated, and you live longer than the last generation. And we don't think that's altogether bad. You've probably never seen a quarantine sign in your neighbor's door. Diphtheria, scarlet fever, whooping cough. Probably none of your classmates are crippled with polio. You don't see many mastoid scars anymore. We've done quite a bit of fighting all around the world. Whether you think it was moral or not, a lot of people are free today to make their own mistakes because of it. And that may just include you.
I don't know. Maybe part of it's the fact that you're in a hurry. You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial seven digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers. But some problems you can't get quick answers to, no matter how much you want them. We took a little boy into Central Receiving Hospital yesterday. He was 4 years old. He weighs 8.5 pounds. His parents just haven't bothered to feed him. Now, give me a fast answer to that one. One that'll stop that from ever happening again. And if you can't settle that one, what about the 55,000 Americans who will die on the highways this year? That's nearly 6 or 7 times the number that'll get killed in Vietnam. Why aren't you up in arms about that? Or is dying in a car somehow moral? Tell me how to wipe out prejudice. I'll settle for just the prejudices you have inside yourselves. Show me how to get rid of the unlimited capacity for human beings to make themselves believe that they're somehow right and justified in stealing from somebody or hurting somebody. And you'll just about put this place here out of business.
I don't think that we're telling you to lose your ideals or your sense of outrage. They're the only way things ever get done. And there's a lot that still needs doing. And we hope you'll tackle it. You don't have to do anything dramatic like trying to come up with a better country. You can find enough to keep you busy right here. While you're at it, don't break things up in the name of progress or crack a placard stick over somebody's head to help him see the light. Be careful of his rights, because your property and your person and your rights aren't any better than his. And next time, you may be the one to get it. We remember a man who killed 6 million people and called it social improvement.
So hang in. Don't try to build a new country. Make the old one work. It has for over 400 years. And by the world's standards, that's hardly more than yesterday.
It was in the sixth decade of the 20th century when the hippie movement plagued our continent. Living lives devoid of care, short of cash and long of hair. They were dropouts from the great establishment. Oh, the California hippie murders, flashing knives and blood, and the word pig carved upon a young girl's breast. A mother pleading for her unborn son while they kill their victims one by one was the worst crime in the annals of the West. Was evil, a curse from his birth. How he hypnotized and mesmerized each girl with dope, sex, and music. He invaded the earth, preparing his kingdom, a happy world. Holy, holy. Carved upon a young girl's breast. A mother pleading for her unborn son while they killed their victims one by one was the worst crime in the annals of the West. Holy yodely.
Said he was on his way. He's going down to Hippieville. All he needs is a joint and a pill. Save a little money here and there. He won't have to shave or cut his hair. Him and his donkey like that grass. If he ain't laying down, he can sit on his ass. Hippieville, Hippieville, down the road and over the hill, you don't have to pay no laundry bill. His cash is low and his car's a wreck. He's going down to get a welfare check. March on down to the courthouse square and tell them folks they don't play fair. Clothes is something he won't need. Run around nude and smoke that weed. Don't have to work, there's nothing to do. Just make believe he's old kung fu. Hippieville, Hippieville, down the road and over the hill, don't have to pay no electric bill. If he gets hot, he'll get cool, he'll go jump in the swimming pool. If he gets cold, he'll be alright, he'll have himself a three-dog night. He'll have everything he needs, he's got an extra sack of seeds. Hippieville, Hippieville, down the road and over the hill, you don't have to pay no electric bill. Down the road and over the hill, you don't have to pay no telephone bill. Down the road and over the hill, you don't have to pay no laundry bill.
Into this marching group right outside of some big city. It was led by a preacher and some old teacher, and there's a whole big mess of hippies. They said they was out marching for equal rights in our society where they belong. You got 20 foot of this bunch of fellas, you could tell they was really coming on strong. Now this one big hippie kept banging his gums about being a flower child. I don't know what kind of flower this feller was, but that fragrance sure was wild. Now he ain't too smart, but he thinks he's sharp in them crazy clothes that he wears. But I think the thing that really bugged me most was them rollers that he had in his hair. This one big hippie what that sign was on his back. He said peace, but the darn thing looked to me just like some American chicken track. Then I asked about that fancy chain. He said, "Dick, man, that cost $20. Well, I think that fella really ought to bought a cheaper chain than one of them $2.95 flea collars. One of them hippies, he was carrying the sign, it read make love not war. I'm still trying to figure out what in the world that hippie's carrying that darn thing for. How he'd qualify for either one, man, is a sure enough mystery to me. Now what do you do with a hippie with a Castro beard that's wearing a 36 feet?
There's a mushroom farm that sits real close to my favorite watering hole, and I can take the smell that comes from the stuff that makes them damn things grow. But I refuse to deal with and hate to accept some ratty-haired bebop twit who dances by me and smells like he's been taking baths in it. How do you get rid of a hippie in a country western bar?
get him off the dance floor and back into his car. And eject some tippy-toe and tinker bell without a big hubbub. Do three Hank Williams and two Johnny Cash and one Ernest Tubb. Well, country folk have always been different from city folks, you see. But times have changed and country is what that hippie boy wants to be. So he traded in his sandals for a pair of Kmart boots. And when he danced to Jambalaya, the Lord, don't he look cute? How do you get rid of a hippie in a country western bar? And get him off the dance floor and back into his car. And eject some tippy-toe and tinker bell without a big hubbub. Do three Hank Williams and two Johnny Cash and one Ernest Tubb. How do you get rid of a hippie in a country western bar? Get him off the dance floor and back into his car. And get rid of that tippy toe and tinker bell before the rednecks start to kill. Do three Hank Williams, two Johnny Cash, and a little Bob Will. There he goes.
Bye. like a bolt out of the blue. Ah, listen, it could be calling now for you.
tired of taking orders from the ding-a-ling. Decided it was time for me to do my thing. And my hair grew long and I quit my job. Grew a great big beard and I looked like a slob. Well, I live in the forest with the birds and the bugs. I got my kick without a psychedelic drug. Played my guitar in my old mouth harp. I fish in the river catching catfish and carp. Now, I don't really care what people think about me. I'm a natural born rebel from Mississippi. But all my ribbons don't bother me, man. I'm a Mississippi hippie just a living off the land. Involved in problems of morals and race, as long as I can stay in this peaceful place. Let other people protest the war to stop, while I plant my seed and raise me a crop. If people leave me alone and don't cross my path, then I'll never raise my hand in wrath. But why should I leave this land of milk and honey when it feeds me and shelters me and I don't need money? Mississippi hippie just a living off the land. I'm a Mississippi hippie. You can bet you'll sweep at me. I'm a MISSISSIPPI hippie. I'm a Mississippi hippie. Whoa, you can bet you're sweet hippie. I'm a Mississippi hippie.
Some folks say my looks need some improvement. Some say I ought to run, hide my head. I'm the leader of a student's freedom movement, and I'm lucky to be alive instead of dead. But I'm proud to be a hippie from Mississippi, even though my folks have had to change the name. And my sister claims that she don't even know me. I can't understand why they all feel so ashamed. Well, my hair is 3 feet long and it's a kind of wavy. In another year it'll probably reach the ground. My father's mad 'cause I won't join the Navy. And Robert Shelton follows me around. Yes, I'm proud to be a hippie from Mississippi. But when I talk about how all men should be free, the old men who gathered down at the courthouse, you swear words, spit tobacco juice on me. Well, I don't make a party out of loving, and the reason's very simple, you can see. I don't get any kind of a loving, 'cause no girl in this town will go with me. But I'm proud to be a hippie from Mississippi, even though it's kind of rough in this old town. And to make sure I don't get tarred and feathered, tomorrow I'll be San Francisco bound.
Thank you. it starts to sing, it's sick.
Way down south in New Orleans, walking down Bourbon Street, saw a country cat who wore no hat, no shoes upon his feet. As he walked along, putting everybody on with a pseudo southern drawl, he bummed a dive and then he whined, "Mercy, folk, who you are."
He was a real gone turned on hillbilly hippie, and he flew just like a plane. He could go like a jet when he smoked a cigarette that the hippies call Mary Jane.
Well, he well, he called for his pipe and he took a puff. He took off on a trip. Didn't need a train, didn't need a plane. He could sail without a ship. And soon he'd be in Tennessee, Hong Kong, and old Baghdad. He'd take the world around the world and never leave his path.
He was a real gone turned on hillbilly hippie, and he flew just like a plane. He could go like a jet when he smoked a cigarette that the hippies call Mary Jane.
Well, who wore long hair and a fuzzy beard before any hippie was ever here? From patent leather boots and psychedelic clothes and little granny glasses upon his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie.
Motorcycle gangs with white leather belts, funny looking caps, their prides would melt. If they could take a look at Santa Claus's buckle, his belly's called pot, that's why he can chuckle.
Santa Claus, the original hippie. Who is the guy who could always fly long before the Wright brothers learned to cry? He's been taking trips since 1583, and he can take a trip without LSD.
Who wears a collar and cuffs of fur? For all we know, there's beads under there. 'Cause he was the first to spell hippie clothes. That's why his fingers up against his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie. He's been taking trips since 1583, and he can take a trip without LSD.
Who wears a collar and cuffs of fur? For all we know, there's beads under there. 'Cause he was the first to smell hippie clothes. That's why his fingers up against his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie.
Hip, 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 hippie.
Christmas time is coming round, sleigh bells will be ringing. There's a secret that's come out that the whole world started singing.
peace and goodwill fill the air. Love is everywhere. In all of the pictures that I've ever seen, Santa Claus has long hair. He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
You find it out as Christmas comes along. He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
Yeah, Santa Claus is wearing his hair long. He'll come down from Santa Land, up where the north winds blow. Sing a little song of Christmas with his hair as white as snow. No one's ever had the gall to say that Santa's wrong for bringing joy to the whole wide world and wearing his hair long. He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
You'll find it out as Christmas comes along. He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
Santa Claus is wearing his hair long. If Santa wants to wear his hair as long as it can be, that's been okay since time began, probably always will be. Now I've let the secret out, but I don't think he'll care, and it won't change a thing about Christmas, cause Santa Claus has long hair. He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
Yeah, you'll find it out as Christmas comes along. He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
Yeah, Santa Claus is wearing his hair long.
Why don't you get a haircut, man?
Santa Claus is wearing his hair long.
Wonder what he'd look like with a crew cut.
Santa Claus is wearing his hair long.
Just a happy, happy hippie. I'm a smoker.
All right, man. Hey, have a hippie day. Okay, man? Hey, I feel better since I had that tea. Anyway, yeah, all right. So anyway, we started that set with Jack Webb and Harry Morgan, of course, from Dragnet. Some proselytizing from them. Somewhat words of wisdom, some may say. Some may say it's an overcomplication, but we move on. Red River Dave, the California hippie murders, about the Manson thing, right? Hippieville was a guy named Alvy Self. Marching Hippies was Guy Drake, Joe Ritchie, and How Do You Get Rid of a Hippie in a Country and Western Bar? Well, a lot of hippies I know still like country music, all right? Something about the guitars, I think. And then after that, The Flower Children was Marcia Strassman. Do you remember Marcia Strassman? She was Cotta's wife in Mr. Cotta. I believe her name is Julie. Yeah, that was her. I don't think she's done... this is the only record she made. She was asked to leave town. Listen to The Flower People was Spinal Tap from 1967, it says here. Earth Screams Uncle, The Hippie Dance. Mississippi Hippie was Wild Bill Cooksey, not to be confused with the hippie from Mississippi, which was Charlie Carroll. Yeah, keep him straight. Hillbilly Hippie was Homer and Jethro, and then Homer and Jethro again, Santa Claus, the original hippie. And then Santa Claus is a Hippie was Don Sneed, and then Ian Kelleher, the Happy Hippie Song. Okay, so that leaves us up to where it is now, which is... time for me to dance my way out of here if I can find the door. Got a couple more for you. Yeah, you'll like them. Actually, they're both pretty nice. So I'll see you next week with some more crap. Smoke them if you got them.
Here's a little song. It's an old one, but it's got a new lyrics because we need to keep them dancing. It's called Dance You Hippie Dance. One, two, three, yeah.
Long hair hanging down, snapping chewy old world. Dance, she hippie dance. Dance, she hippie dance. Dance, she hippie dance. Dance, she hippie dance. Once I was a hippie back when I was young. I still dance the same way. I still dance in tongues. Dance, you hippie dance. Dance, you hippie dance. Dance, you hippie dance. Dance, you hippie dance. Now, do you have a hacky sack? Are you wearing dress? Follow yonder mountain. You heard what I said. Dance, you hippie dance. Dance, you hippie dance. Dance, you hippie dance. Dance, you hippie dance. Dance. Now, do you go to Dale Fest, hardly strictly two? In between is tell you right, bring your hula hoop. Dance, you hippie dance, dance, you hippie dance. Dance, you hippie dance, dance, you hippie dance. Johnny's on the guitar, but where's my hula hoop? Dance, you hippie dance. Dance, you hippie dance. Dance, you hippie dance. Dance, you hippie dance. I love this little farm girl. She dances the best she can. Through
her daddy's wheat field. I call her Kansas Jan. That's you hippie dance, that's you hippie dance, that's you hippie dance, that's you hippie dance. I knew her for a long time, but now she lives with me in the town of Nashville, call her Genesee. That's you hippie dance, that's you hippie dance, that's you hippie dance, that's you hippie dance. Swing, cha cha cha, hop 'em up, noodle dance. Oh, swim to Atlantis now. Get up off of that thing. I feel better. Get up off of that thing. I feel better. Jam. I dress in a special style, flannel derby weird. I call it lumber sexual, grow a big old beard. That you hippie dance, that you hippie dance, that you hippie dance, that you hippie dance. If you're up in Glasgow, here's what they all say. If you like good dancing, look for Molly May. Dance, you hippie dance, dance, you hippie dance, dance, you hippie dance, dance, you hippie dance, oh yeah. Dance in your own style. Yeah, yonder comes a hippie, how you think I know? I see that long hair hanging down, I smell patchouli oil. Dance, you hippie dance, dance, you hippie dance, dance, you hippie dance, dance, you hippie dance. Wait away now.
Something I know you'll all resent, but it wasn't no long-haired hippie that shot our president. Now tell me, people, whoa, whoa, tell me, people, ain't that sad? Well, I'm gonna tell you something, long hair don't make you bad. I'll remember Samson, Delilah was his wife. She slipped and cut his hair, and then he lost his life. Now tell my people, whoa, whoa, tell my people, ain't that sad? Well, I'm gonna tell you something, long hair don't make you bad. Play that guitar, you long hair freak. We'll be right back. people talking about hippies, telling everything they did. How society does the same thing, but the money keeps it here. Now tell me, people, whoa, whoa, tell me, people, ain't that sad? Well, I'm gonna tell you something. Long hair don't make you bad. Batch of hippies here in 1995. Old folk putting them down, trying to keep this thing alive. Now tell me, people, whoa, whoa, tell me, people, ain't that sad? Well, I'm gonna tell you something. Long hair don't make you bad.